1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
Time for your phone tap. And when you're a parent, there's nothing more precious than seeing your child experience life's big milestones.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, just even saying that makes me happy.
I've had zero milestones for my parents to be proud of yet.
It's okay, Jose.
Maybe being on this show.
But there are small moments, like their first word. Their first tooth.
Oh, my God. Okay. My daughter got her first wiggly tooth this week. Oh, and it's such a big deal in our house right now.
Cute. Their first middle finger to a stranger.
Did she do that too, Brooke?
Yeah, that was years ago.
But the thing is, you want to be there for those moments, and if you're not, it can make you do some weird stuff. Like, I don't know, calling up a daycare and accusing the staff of trying to take those special moments from you.
Yeah.
That's what kind of happens today. Uh-oh. You'll hear how it goes in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Miss Danae.
This is Danae. Who is this?
My name is Ruth, and you have a kid in your group, Penelope. I'm her aunt.
Oh, hi. How are you? How can I help you?
Actually, I'm glad you asked me because I'm not good. So, yes, you can help me.
Oh, everything okay?
I am calling about the incident that happened last week.
I'm sorry. Something with Penelope?
Of course, with Penelope. Her mom has been in tears since it happened.
Since what happened? I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out what happened exactly.
You know, when Penelope took her first steps at the daycare?
Oh, I thought it was a nice moment. Is her mom upset?
Upset? More like devastated. My sister is beside herself. She missed it.
Wait.
Uh-huh.
Am I missing something?
Do I need to spell it out for you? Seeing your baby take their first steps is a big deal for a mother.
Look, I'm sorry that she missed it, but I cannot predict when something is going to happen when she's about to go through a milestone. I can't help that.
I mean, did you even try to stop it?
Why would I want to stop it?
Are you outright admitting right now that you didn't even try to prevent it?
You want me to make her sit there and she's taking her first steps? I don't understand why you're mad with me.
What, is the toddler too strong for you? I mean, a little push. That's all it would have taken.
You want me to push? You want me to push a child?
I don't know. It's not my job, okay? Put baby ankle weights on her for all I care.
What?
I just want to make sure that her mom does not miss another precious moment.
Lady, you have lost your mind.
Just put yourself in the mother's shoes. She's missing out on everything.
Won't she come in, sit her there all day, and then she won't miss any moment?
People have jobs. They're not responsible for watching their children. You are.
Excuse me?
And last month, she found out that her daughter saw a hamster for the first time at your daycare, and you stole that experience.
Here you are calling me about some hamster that she didn't get to see her smile a little bit. You are out of your freaking mind, lady.
I have never heard a teacher with less empathy than you. I mean, why even have kids if you don't get to see them hit their milestones?
I do not know what you want me to do. Do you want me to stop her until her mom comes to pick her up and she's around? Like, what do you want me to do?
So what we're going to do here is I'm hiring a camera crew to come to the daycare, and they're going to follow Penelope throughout the day.
Hey.
No, you listen to me, so that you don't steal any more precious moments from her mother.
Now you're saying you're going to have a camera crew to come into daycare to film us so you won't miss any moments of the day. Like, are you serious?
You always repeat everything that people say. You finally got
obviously,
it.
Obviously, okay. I need to.
By the way, when the camera's on, you need to look presentable.
Excuse me?
Not like some sorority girl that's coming home from an all-night kegger.
You are a mess, lady.
With your crop tops and your foam lattes.
Wait.
And your nice abs. And
what are you talking about?
Haven't had any babies in there.
You really are taking it way too far. You're
Catherine
a mess.
Catherine told me how you spend your days quirking in those
inappropriate
outfits or around those small children.
Catherine told you what about me?
Oh, she said a lot. And not only did she tell me that, but she told me to do a prank phone call on you, too.
What? What did you just say?
I said it's a joke. This is actually Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God!
Oh, Miss Danae!
Catherine set you up. Your boss set you up because she said you've been dealing with a bunch of like crazy helicopter parents lately.
I can't believe this. Like when you were saying push the little kid down, I really thought you were crazy. Oh my God.
Well, I'll tell you, this phone call would have gone a lot different if you were okay with it.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Movin' 92.5.